This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use code 199NUTS for $1.99.com. Defense Soap. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off your entire order. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 174! My name is Igor Weigold.
Matt Griffin, the MMA Show, by MMA fans, for MMA fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Ricketts? Did you say Ricketts?
John Ricketts!
Okay.
What's happening? I've only had two drinks. We are no longer hungover. This could be good, and we're bad.
That's good. I'd like to take a moment of silence in the passing of Lou Reed today.
Okay.
Took a walk on the wild side.
Great. Fantastic. I didn't understand that song, but okay.
Hey, man. Take a walk on the wild
side. I'll try to.
Anyways, hell. We're getting old. These people are dying, like, left and
right.
Well,
he was, like, 71, right?
I know, but I'm just saying. Someone else died, too. I forgot who.
I'm halfway there. I'm working on it.
Yeah. I'm 35, 36 soon. You turn 40?
I'll be turning 40 in a few days. A
few days, that's right. I got you a gift, but it won't arrive.
Oh, no. If it's under 18 inches, I don't want it.
It's big and it's black, and it's a cock.
Fucking, that's how I roll all day and go.
Go ahead. I'll show you what I got you.
Hold on. Oh, he's going to show me. I don't know.
Well, you'll know. Because I know you're having a hard time deciding.
Yeah.
So I just decided for you.
Great. That's how I like it.
And
I like people to tell me what I want.
We are just going to go ahead and just enjoy the journey.
Enjoy the journey. You bought me an isolation tank.
I bought you a big vibrating cock that just you sit on.
The fucking strap on.
And it straps to your anus.
Oh, did you get me a real doll?
No, I can't afford that.
You can give me the fake mannequins. Those are only like 100.
Here.
What?
That's what I got.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it'll be coming to your house.
Battlefield 4.
Because I know Matt's a Call of Duty junkie, and we've been playing it for many years.
Yep.
So we're both getting the Xbox One. And
when's that ship? Soon, right?
November 19th or 18th, something like that.
If you didn't pre-order it, you're fucked.
You're fucked. Well, you bought both, right?
Yeah, I got a PS4 coming, because I'm going to sell that shit, son.
Yeah.
Because I think that one is worse off as far as like trying to get one now.
They're impossible. Well, I ordered two Xbox Ones.
Yeah.
You have an Xbox One and a PS4, so somehow we're going to keep one of each. You can sell your shit, and I'll just give you one of the two that I get. Hopefully they both work. I don't know. The Microsoft track record, not so good.
Well, the 360, I'm on, I think, my third or fourth one.
Yeah. Now you have the slim one, right?
I don't know. They sent me, like, some Halo Edition one.
Oh, you got another one? Oh, that was from before.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know. As long as they work. At least this one was quieter. Remember like the first couple ones I had?
Mine's in a cabinet, so I'm just waiting for it to die because I never open the door.
It's no
circulation. I don't care. I don't want to listen to that shit.
You had to vent that shit.
No, I don't care.
Hopefully the new generation should be quieter if everything's going to run off the hard drive, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to it. I got three games I got already pre-ordered. Battlefield 1, we're going to play that. Forza, for sure. I know you're not a racing guy, but Jesus Christ, I'm a huge Top Gear fan. It's all integrated Top Gear shit, racing, badassness, and then FIFA 14. I'm creaming my pants right now just thinking about it.
I'm so moist.
So the best.
And then, so ready.
I think Battlefield 4 will be fun, and then we can pick up Call of Duty like, you know, January, February time frame.
It's a $40 range.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, because I think you're going to like it. That's where my shooting things started, like Battlefield, the original on the computer. They were the first to do this whole like 60 players, you know, you can fly, you can drive, you can shoot for destructible environments. And I mean, there's nothing cooler than, like, I remember in Battlefield, like Vietnam, you like somebody gets in the chopper and six dudes all pile in and you fly and
they circle jerk.
No, you land your shit in the middle of the, you know, the war zone, everybody piles out, you take off and you go pick up more. I was, like, really serious into this. I played, like, in the leagues. It was 64. It was, like, real armies, and there was practice, and it was no joke, man. Everybody had their specific...
You gotta get up at 5 a.m.
Oh, it was crazy. We practiced, like, 3 or 4 times
a week. Drop your Crocs and grab your socks. That's right, Crocs.
Competitive. Yeah. And then the website I was doing that with ended up getting picked up by EA, and they're like now the official computer side, like tournament area for, mm-hmm. for Battlefield or whatever. So you'll like it because it's way different. It's not just running around shooting each other. There's, you know, vehicles and all kinds of shit.
I like vehicles. Yeah, vehicles.
Yeah.
Some of those Call of Duties had the vehicles.
Yeah.
If you always got the vehicle. If I got the tank, you're fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a lot heavily focused on not just one-on-one.
Good, good.
But I hear Call of Duty's changing things up. They have new game modes, too, and kind of like, I don't know if you read about it.
Mm-mm.
Looks interesting, the ghosts. But, I mean, we've been playing it 5 years now, I think I've been playing with you.
A while, yeah.
Yeah, we've been like every one, so I'm going to switch it up a little bit. See what happens.
Sounds good. And then Borderlands 2 is going to have their fucking Halloween update.
Download content?
Yeah. Hmm. So we'll have to check that out again. Because I like the fucking the pumpkin patches and the zombies.
From last year or the year? Was it last year or the year before that was they had the Halloween one?
Yeah, they had it last year.
That was good. It was good.
Because I think it came out in October of last year or November. It was right around that time.
Okay.
Because I was surprised that they didn't include that in the original.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's a long game.
Sometimes.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I don't know. What else is going on?
Now it's all Grand Theft Auto.
Yep. I took a week off game and I've been busy, but I'm looking forward to. I want to beat that game before the new Xbox comes out. You got to play the story mode. It's ridiculous. It's so fucking crazy.
Well, I can't see what I need to do because my TV's fucked up.
Oh, I
see.
That's
why I gave up on it.
Okay.
Like, what do I need to do? I can't read. The instructions are off TV. It's all good. All right, shall we get this party started?
Sure. Let's get it started quickly.
Fucking some news, so. Did you see this goat versus little boy?
No.
Where hey geek!
Oh damn!
Hugo!
Like oh headshot! Hey, but he had one knee down. No fair.
He didn't sit down on the opponent, but
it's illegal.
Notice how he creates distance. He backs off and then he goes for the kill blow.
Fucking
but this,
awesome.
Look at that, what a weak little bitch this boy is. He just lays down. He doesn't get up and retaliate.
He's laughing the whole time.
Except for that one. That one looks painful.
The goat.
I keep watching it over and over.
It's so badass. I love it, man.
What a little bitch.
The goat's smart, though. He breaks him down first and then gets him on his level. And then boom, into the face.
Oh, you like your temple? Not anymore, motherfucker. But speaking of...
How'd you find that?
I see these all over these fucking internets. But speaking of this downed opponent, you can bring it, segue right into this Melvin Guillard, Ross Pearson fucking shenanigans that happened.
Yeah.
It looked like legal blows to me. He threw knees before the hand was coming down, and it was even, it almost looked like he had to clinch, Guillard had to clinch, and it was him pulling Pearson down that forced the hand down. So, hopefully, I think this is what's going to happen, is we re-examine the fucking rules and fucking change this rule.
Yeah.
Because we talked about in the past where too many guys like the game and the system, this wasn't a gaming, it was just...
Coincidence?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now these guys have to fucking rematch.
Yep.
And you're going to get the same fucking result.
Mm-hmm. It's a rough rule that needs to be changed, but I think we even talked to Kaiser about it
when
he was on here, and he seemed pretty wishy-washy on the whole thing.
Well, he was queer on how to change the rules.
Nice word.
I'm sorry, but it just fucking changed some rules. His point was, fighters have been training so long, you know, a certain way. I don't want to change the rules and have them all, like, freaked out. But this is a rule that makes sense. I think less rules are better. It's easier. You don't have to think as much. Just fire away. Not, oh, is the guy's hand down? Oh, is the hand in the leg? Well, fuck, who cares? Throw knees. No soccer kicks.
No.
Unless you're Michael Bisping.
Brutal.
We should have a Michael Bisping rule where anybody is allowed to soccer kick this motherfucker.
Okay.
Or pride stomp him.
Just all you have to do is yell Bisbing.
Yeah. If the ref yells Bisbing, or anybody in the crowd yells Bisbing, fair game, Ringo. Fair game.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay.
So I'll make a note. Yeah. Email that to us.
Yes.
We're implementing rules. Keith Kaiser, implement the Bisbing rule. Toot sweet.
Yes.
What else is going on?
Oh, before.
Go ahead.
You had asked me about, remember Paul Harris? Before I forget, because it's just because of Bisbing. I asked him Prieto about the whole Paul Harris
thing.
Oh, yeah, good. Because he was there, okay?
Yeah.
He was in Brazil. And he was like, eh. He goes, you know, the guy, he fucking held that shit too long for sure. He goes, what I don't think is fair is that they kick him out of the UFC forever, but you got guys like Dan Henderson, after he beat the shit out of Bisbing, say that blatantly he wanted to teach him a lesson, it's not, how is that different than, you know, somebody holding a submission too long, when at least the guy is like tapping, but so he's conscious, but Bisping is unconscious, and Danhausen is like, one more for good measure.
Well, I'll counterpoint that and say, how many people get seriously fucked up after that extra knockout shot?
I don't know, who knows?
Versus a guy that is getting their knee torqued that could possibly end their career. Yeah. I've seen more guys with the knee getting shredded than guys getting that extra punch or seven because of the ref. Even in cases where the ref doesn't stop it.
Okay.
Like, look at how they take one, two, three, four, five, six, head bounce, 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 and they all come back fine.
Yeah. Well, he was, one funny thing he told me was, is at the weigh-ins, he saw both guys, and they were next to each other throwing up. They were in such bad shape from cutting weight. He's like, that shit wouldn't have gone much longer if it didn't end the way it did, because they were both, like, so fucked up. They had to carry the dudes out to the, almost. Because they were just puking everywhere. He's like, it was disgusting. Oh, they were both just, because they were just from cutting weight, just so fucked up. And I don't know.
And they got to do something about the cutting weight. I don't want to go into deep on that, but something's got to be
There's
done.
So many different thoughts on it where you can have, like, day of the fight weigh-ins where you have a percentage that you can regain and not anymore. But then it becomes like, that's like another thing the fighter has to worry about besides the actual performance of the fight night. But, I don't know. There's a lot of I don't know, man. It's kind of scary.
It is.
But he got banned, so I guess shit happens. But.
And everyone's turned him down. Bellator turned him down. Series of Fighting turned him down. But there's a jiu-jitsu match happening with him. Dean Lister.
Lister's like, fuck it, I'll fight that guy.
Good. Okay. Let's have a leg lock showdown.
Well, I think it might have something to do with that Dean wants to do it, because obviously Dean's a tough dude and he wants, you know, it's good publicity, but I think Paul Harris needs to show that he has self-control in some respect. So
I'll go back to that natural born killer thing then, like whatever that quote is about the woman who saves a snake. And brings it back to health, and then the fucking snake ends up biting her and killing her or something. He's like, you stupid bitch, you knew I was a snake.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that movie in a long time. That's a good one.
Yeah, it is.
Woody Harrelson?
Oh, yeah.
Old school.
Altered States. Yeah. I'm just saying, but I'm not saying.
Like, Mexico?
Mm-hmm. Those are the, is that a state or a country?
I don't know.
South of the border.
Does not matter. Okay.
Is there a prime meridian involved?
Possibly.
Okay, then. Yeah. I'm in. It's getting really hot.
You got your hat on? Maybe that's why
I did.
Fumigating. What other news you got, sir?
Oh, I was watching Real Sports the other day with Bryant Gumbel.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fucking solid show.
It is a good show. He's not gay.
He has 11,000 Facebook likes now, by the way. Slowly increasing.
Nice.
They actually update it.
There you go, Bryant. Good job.
But they were covering video games, Zingo. Video games, and they're calling it e-gaming. And it was this League of Legends showing how two teams compete in front of a sold-out Staples Center. And they said the tickets sold out in about anywhere from 5 minutes to an hour. And the winning team got $1 million.
Whoa, for video games?
$1 million.
I knew that game was popular, but I didn't realize it was that popular.
Yes.
Fucking crazy.
And they said 20 million people watched it online live.
Wow.
Holy
fuck.
There's
a lot of nerds out there.
I had no idea. I know video games are popular, but this is some next level shit.
Yep.
To see a fucking sports show, like a popular sports show in my opinion, something I like, but them covering it and then Bryant asking the woman who was doing the segment, is video game a sport? And she's like, yeah, it is, because it kind of follows the criteria of what, entertaining the people? I mean, what is a sport? Because in my opinion, fucking race car driving is not a sport.
Are you kidding me?
That's not a fucking sport.
How is that not a sport?
I was going to say soccer is not a sport.
That
but
is a sport.
It is now.
How is race car driving not a sport?
Hey, you fucking drive in a circle, Ingo.
I know, but they...
Woo!
I urge you to go on YouTube.
Jacob Air!
And just fucking watch some video of the in-dash footage of these guys. It is insanity. They're driving so goddamn fast. And it's like... Dude, you have to stay concentrated for hours.
I drive every day and go, is that a sport when
not,
I get in my car?
Not 210 miles an hour, you don't. So
I don't have to. I don't need to be anywhere that fast.
But those guys do.
In a circle.
Or especially like the pinnacle Formula One race. Like the Formula One guys, it's fucking nuts, man, how fast they go around these corners. They're doing a corner that you wouldn't take at 20 miles an hour. They're doing 120.
That's just silly.
Crazy.
That's just silly.
That's a sport. I'm sorry. It's a sport.
You disagree?
Video gaming, you know, sport, I don't know.
It's not...
What is the definition of sport?
I don't know. Is chess then a sport? It's checkers, because you have these fuckers playing chess. You have a guy playing on a fucking computer in chess. That's a sport.
Definition of sport.
Just fucking Siri that shit, bitch.
Go ahead, ask Siri.
What's the question?
What is the definition of sport?
Oh, I already fucked her up.
You have Siri?
Hang on.
Matt, fuck Siri when she's not looking. He's like, he button hooks her.
What is the definition of sport?
Let me check on that. Here's some information.
Bitch, just answer. An active diversion requiring physical exertion and competition. Is there physical exertion?
In driving? Yes.
No, in video gaming.
It's hard to be...
Okay. It's more mental, and you have to have the...
But there is a physical aspect to it in some respects. I'm not saying video gaming is a sport, but it's definitely a competition. But a sport, I don't know.
Oh, and then also, countries were giving visas to people to bring them over.
Because they're such good gamers?
Yes.
Nice.
That's ridiculous.
It's hardcore. They got, like, special glasses and shit you wear, like... It's like some like colored glasses.
Steven Seagal shooter
glasses. Yeah, shooter glasses, nice. So you can see better and stuff.
That's fucking awesome.
I don't know. It's you know, I think a lot of the world's military elite will come from this type of an atmosphere in the future because everything is more computerized and offhand. You know, like there's no more hand to hand combat in 20 years. It's going to be all machines.
And it's like, where do you think all the fucking drone flyers come from?
Video gamers.
Fucking video gamers.
Yeah. So, that's cool, though. 20 million people. That's crazy.
It's so ridiculous.
League of Legends is like a Warcraft type
thing, right? I think it was a 5v5 kind of thing. I don't know all the details.
Lots of strategy.
Cool. It's all about strategies. Mm. We move right along. What did you have? You were telling me something.
Oh, yeah. The UFC, mixed martial arts made Jeopardy as a question. The question was, John Bones Jones, after winning this sport, I saw that my toe was upside down. Maybe it's not that serious of an injury. The correct answer would be, you know,
what is the answer? Did they say UFC or MMA?
He said it was mixed martial arts. Okay, good. Yeah.
Not
UFC.
That would have been complete bullshit. It's UFCs.
So, and I got to ask you because I know you're dying to talk about this.
What?
What the fuck is going on with this Bellator pay-per-view?
Speaking of which, let me lead into this. So Tito Ortiz pulls out with the fight with Rampage because of an injury.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a flashback sequence right about now.
Hold on.
Hey, Rampage versus Tito will be Bellator's first pay-per-view.
Wait, I thought it was Roy Jones. What happened?
Apparently that one is still on the agenda, or not, because I think this one's supposed to happen later in the year. But what are your thoughts on that fight?
Yeah, that would have been awesome like 6 years ago. But is Tito's head not cracked anymore now? What exactly is happening? Bellator, what are you guys doing? Seriously. They have a good thing going, and then they go and fuck it up with this ridiculous nonsense.
What? This fight will never fucking happen.
You don't think so?
I think it's a goddamn marketing ploy by Bellator. And they're selling you Wolf tickets. Like, this is a fight that's going to happen. Then all of a sudden, Tito is going to pull out with an undisclosed, or actually, he will always disclose all his injuries for the last 5 years.
He has a cracked cranium.
And, it's never going to happen. Because I thought back in the day that Tito and Rampage were friends. Didn't they fucking train at Big Bear together?
No clue. I forgot.
And there was never this talk of a Tito versus Rampage fight. Who the fuck ever wanted to see that and said, oh, these guys need to fight? No one. So why do we want to see that when they're both past their prime?
I have no idea.
Makes no fucking sense.
Well, because I think I get it. They're both big names.
Right.
So sort of in some circles. And it might sell some Wolf tickets? I don't know.
It's like deer tickets. Ain't going to happen.
So we'll see. You might be right. I think it's not going to happen. I think you have a good point there.
and then we come back in.
Okay, perfect.
So, no, we talked about this, like, back in August. So, the question is, does he really have an injury? Because from everything I'm hearing, the ticket sales were shit. Mm-hmm. Nobody was interested in this. I want to say there was less. Wherever they're fighting at, maybe hold 15,000. Could be wrong. I think they sold less than 2,000 tickets and probably comped whatever.
Yeah.
And
wow.
You got to imagine your pay-per-view buy rate is probably in the less than 50,000 range.
Ouch.
I'm just guessing. Like, who the fuck is going to pay any amount of money for that?
Tito vs. Rampage?
Like, I wouldn't even pay a $4.99, you know.
I might pay $5.
I'm out. Fuck that. Who wants to see that?
I don't know.
Not I, said
the fly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not I, said the cat.
It seems awfully fishy to me. But now neither guy's fighting, right? And this has become a Spike card instead
yeah,
of a pay-per-view?
It's free on Spike now. It just sounds a little fishy to me, no?
But you got to give it to Bell. At least they're trying. They're trying to do something, you know, something different, I guess.
But, I mean, something different. So we kind of talked about this before. We both were watching the Hicks and Gracie documentary Choke. Awesome. Joe Rogan was talking about it on the podcast. So.
On YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube. It's only about an hour and a half.
It's called Choke,
you said? Yes,
Choke.
And this is following Hicks in, like, way back in probably the mid-early 90s type area in a Valley Tudo tournament. And it's a fucking tournament.
Yep.
And I was all dialed in, like, holy shit. I don't know what happened. What happened? I'm assuming he went 402 in zero.
Did he win?
Yes. I hope I didn't spoil it. But he went undefeated, Ingo. No one ever beat the Hickson.
Ever?
Yeah. Allegedly.
Okay.
But the point is, I think, you know, you see, well, obviously we saw the Glory event, and we saw a tournament and how exciting that can
be. Oh, it's awesome.
With the fucking 3 3-minute rounds and no clinching. But you have all these other fucking organizations. You have the Bellator, you have the World Series of Fighting and ONE FC, and fucking just go down the line with all the other ones. But it's like you can't compete against UFC on product, so how can you be different? And I think if you could do some sort of a tournament style, I fucking might be in. I don't know if you need to change the time, the number of rounds, or how it goes down, but...
Can they do that?
I don't know.
Because aren't there unified rules of MMA that everyone has to follow?
I don't know, because how does Glory do their tournament?
Because it's
here?
Just kickboxing.
What?
So it's different. I don't know.
How's it different? Then do it in another country. That's how you get around everything. Fuck it.
Do it in Istanbul.
That's fine. Who's hurting? Just go to Mexico.
Yeah.
Well,
Mexicans are hurting. I don't know. Yeah,
I'm on the Mexican radio.
I'm with you, man. That Mexican radio.
Yeah, radio.
Who sings that song?
I don't know. Those guys.
Those dudes that have that song. I like the idea. You know, it's going to take, it takes a lot of balls, though. And the other thing is do the fighters agree to do this? Because this is a serious.
Why not? It's fucking old school, man. Why? Fuck, don't even wear gloves. Let's go bare knuckle.
I think you have to either shorten the rounds or you got to change the rules enough where guys don't take that much damage. Because if you maybe the elbows have to be removed.
No, I think you need less rules and maybe more alternates.
Like six alternates. Okay, it's supposed to be this guy versus this guy.
Fuck
but
it, you go
these
out
seven
there.
People all died.
Because when you looked at that tournament too, one of the guys couldn't even see for the last two fights. His eyes were so fucking swollen shut. I'm just saying. He was Asian, too.
Well, that doesn't help, does it?
I don't want to be racist, but...
Sounded pretty racist.
Man. I know. I'm sorry. I'll take that one back.
Our apologies to the Asian population. We
but
love
fuck, man. He couldn't see, and he's, like, walking out with a patch to the last two fights, and they're peeling it off.
I'm oh, fucking... yeah. The one dude that they showed that was from Japan?
Yeah. He was, like, 170 pounds, and he's fucking going against these beasts. I think that's what we need, too. Fucking open weight classes.
No open weight.
We need something. We need
it should be 185 and up and 185 and down.
Whatever. Or just be open weight. Can I get an open weight anymore? Maybe. That, to me, I like some David versus Goliath matches.
Sure.
I don't give a fuck if it happens in the United States, but somewhere.
Well, the question becomes, though, is it then sport or is it spectacle?
It's both.
And does it matter? It
doesn't matter.
Because at the end of the day, it's about entertainment as well. And I remember, like, at the Glory thing, we were both like, Dude, that fucking guy, like, was it Rico Einhoven or whatever?
Verhoeven.
He got his fucking ass.
Einhorn
is Finkel. That's what I was going. That's what I was thinking about.
Going,
that.
Yeah.
He got the shit kicked out of him in his first fight, and I was like, "No way!" Is he, this
That's
guy's,
what I thought. He's like, I was like, "This guy's done. Fucking heavyweight."
The other guy looked like a killer, and then he comes in with just balls. He's a young kid, and just he's like, "Fuck you! I can take whatever you're given."
Mm-hmm.
And then he wins, and that made it exciting. You're like, "No way!" And they had this a crazy third round where they're just both just slugging it out, and you know, it was like Sanchez versus Melendez style, like mm-hmm. third round. Yeah, I can see. I mean, at the end of the day, as an MMA fan, I don't give a shit about belts and all that nonsense. I just want to see exciting fights, and I want to see people overcome adversity, and I want to see, you know, talent versus talent, certain skills versus other skills, and figure out, like, the interesting matchups, and, you know,
hear the crowd sway from fucking rooting for one guy
yes.
to rooting for the other, and then go back and forth, oh, yeah. like, fuck. Or even yeah. myself watching the fight, and I'm rooting for one guy, then halfway through I'm rooting for the other guy. I yeah. don't give a fuck. Doesn't to matter. Somebody win. Yeah. One and entertainment.
So maybe we should start an MMA league.
No, they lose so much
yes,
money. Oh my god,
they're bleeding cash.
A lot of them are losing money. It's a very tough business.
Yeah,
so.
I know for sure. But it's an interesting idea.
Tournaments.
Yes.
Someone do it,
or something like it.
Less rules, better.
Yeah.
Oh, Bisping.
Speaking of tournaments,
go ahead.
I'm officially done with the Ultimate Fighter.
Ingo is out. He tapped
they
out.
They did a review show. It was like the lowest rating ever in the history. At first, I thought it was reruns. I'm like, what am I watching?
Yeah.
I think it's because of World Series. They decided not to put a real life show out or something, which is probably a good idea. But
mm-hmm.
it's officially done for me. I don't care anymore. I'm done.
Well, here's the question. Are you going to watch the BJ Penn versus Frankie Edgar? Oh,
fuck.
Oh, wait. Well, speaking of that. What about this one? The Chael Sonnen and Vanderlei Silva.
Is that official?
Yes.
Okay.
In Brazil.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. They said they're going to have a lot of fucking security. They're going to... You remember seeing, like, when the Pope got shot and then... I think Sam Kinison said the fucking bulletproof caboose they have.
Yeah.
They're going to get him one of those things and fucking...
Ah, fucking hell. See what they do?
See, is that going to bring you back?
Yes, it will bring me back.
And Chael wants to have Anderson Silva as one of the coaches.
And Anderson Silva should do it. He should.
I know, he should.
He should fucking do it.
And you should have Steven Seagal.
Oh, yes.
As a coach.
Why not? But it just, it's...
I don't know. It's just... But I want to go back to BJ Penn
because
yeah, it's okay. That's what this show is about. It's all about tangents and just riding the wave, feeling like being a ball. Feel the flow.
Beat the ball.
Feel the flow.
No.
Riding the horse.
No.
I was going Billy Madison, but you can go Caddyshack.
Sorry.
Works either way.
We're on the same wavelength.
Yeah, that's right.
Different eras.
Yes. Or Zope colors.
Doesn't matter.
So, yes.
So,
okay.
Yeah, Grasshopper.
So, oh, BJ Penn's bringing in the All-Star team.
Yeah.
He's got Mark Coleman.
Yep.
A bunch of other guys.
I'm like, let me help him.
He asked Bass Rutten to be on. Bass Rutten's got a special guest, but then there's a gaggle. He's doing it the way they did it the first time on the show, where it's like, it doesn't have to be people you trained with all the time. You don't necessarily have to make a cohesive team and bring your team in, but bring the best fucking guys from each discipline in.
Make for good TV.
Yes.
And I don't think BJ, I have a feeling BJ's probably not the greatest coach. Something tells me he's...
I don't know. You're a great fighter doesn't mean you're going to be a great coach.
I have a feeling he's not. But he's a cool dude. So,
well, I think you see that, too, with guys that... Like, I think John Jones, not a great coach, but smart enough to bring in his team of great coaches.
Correct. BJ's smart, too. I love BJ Penn.
He's so tiny.
You're
going to watch it?
He's such a little man.
He's fought at, five weight classes
he's
now?
Crazy. I remember when we saw him in the trial, I was like, wow, this guy is so small.
He is so tiny.
Like, what
he
the fuck?
He looked so big on the TV.
He would hit me 12 times before I even got my hands on him.
Yeah, so you'd be trying to throw a strike and then you'd still throw it. And
God forbid I got a hold of him. He just put me down and
choked
me out.
No, I don't even think both of us could beat him.
Yeah, scary.
I don't even try anymore. I'm done.
What else you got?
Did you see this story about this fucking former boxer? This guy's name was Jeff Horton. He was out surfing, and a shark came up while he was surfing out there.
Did he bite his cock off?
Almost. He brought his feet up on the board, and the shark went to lunge at him, missed, got his board. So he jumped up on that motherfucker and started slugging away. Punched him in the eye socket. Fucking shark left. KO'd him. Like,
I tap.
And then he gave him the Dan Henderson forearm shiver.
Eat that, you fucking shark.
Nice. But, that's a good story, man.
Balls of steel.
Yeah.
I beat the fuck out of a shark one time. Shark.
Fight of your life. And then he's got the board with the fucking shark bite marks that I'll post up. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'd frame that. I'd put that up in my house, you know?
Yeah, he said that one's never riding again. That one's staying home from now on.
Oh, sure. Pretty awesome.
What else? Mayhem Miller.
Oh, Jesus.
Bingo. Mayhem Miller.
Uriah Hall and
Uriah
him
Hall.
Got in some
Go.
Kind of situation.
Go.
I don't know. The words were exchanged. He called Uriah nigger
racial.
Like 12 times. I'll say nigger on the show. I don't care. Wow. I'm not racist, but apparently
I play one on TV.
Mayhem Miller is. So I think he was being, instigative, insidious, incestuous. He just kept kind of like goading him. And I think Uriah just had enough and was like fucking cracked him one.
He did. And the is story, that self-defense at that point?
No. Unfortunately,
no,
not really.
Even if someone's in your face,
yeah,
unfortunately. A crazy person in your face that's been arrested multiple times for like aggravated assault or whatever. Other
I
colonies.
Hope the UFC doesn't do anything to you.
Well, they haven't said shit, so.
But it's still early. It just happened yesterday, so.
It seemed like it's a week ago, but I don't know.
I think it was yesterday. I don't know.
Could have been yesterday. Maybe. Probably was, but.
I was worried about you. I thought you were almost out of rum, but then I saw you have backup.
I got another bottle, son. I don't play games. I got a rum problem.
I just spilled beer all over myself. By the way,
what?
Before we forget, if you notice us sporting our fancy new duds, the shirts, the MMA Nuts shirts, it's also here. You guys should go to our website, MMANuts.com, and click on the store link and
that's brand new.
Buy yourself a MMA Nuts shirt or 12. support the show. We never ask you guys for anything other than, to not send us pictures of your cock and balls.
But who's to say I won't want that?
But in case you really feel like it, buy us a shirt. You can send us a picture of your cock and balls. Brandon Weinstein, I'm not talking to you. Okay.
Andrew W., I am talking to you.
Yes. BBC. But buy a shirt, for God's sakes, because they're fucking cool. Listen, I know that a lot of times, I buy shirts, and I'm like, these are fucking cheap pieces of shit. We bought nice shirts.
Let me tell you, we went through rounds and rounds of testing and testing and testing and multiple manufacturers and printers. And
these are soft. They're
delicate.
They're pre-shrunk.
They're the blend of 90% cotton, 10% polyester.
This is the perfect blend.
Will it shrink? Maybe. Will you dry it? No. Let it air dry. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
It's soft as a baby's ass.
It's very light. It's probably like 4 ounces.
Yeah, it's really comfy. You can use it to jerk off into if you want to.
Oh,
but just
God.
Buy the shirts at
$30. I wouldn't do that.
Jerk off right into the logo. It's all good. But anyways, buy the shirt. Go to our store, MMANuts.com. Click the store icon and buy your shirt, please.
Right.
Carry on.
Did we finish all the Mayhem Miller talk then?
I don't know.
We're on a tangent. I was going to say, I think I've said it before. Should we start an MMA death pool? Because I will take Mayhem Miller as number one.
I feel bad for the guy. He's fucking bananas, man.
He's just on this downward spiral, and I don't know how you pull him out, but I hope someone pulls him out because, the next thing you know, he's going to go fucking backpacking in a desert and not bring enough supplies with him.
Disappear?
Yep.
It can happen.
Evan Tanner style.
Yeah, I think he lives in Vegas, or he's in the Vegas area quite a bit, so that's definitely a possibility.
And everyone, kick him off of the team, and it doesn't seem like he has any kind of a support system right now.
Nope.
Someone's got to do something. Maybe you should move in with me.
Okay.
Here, Mayhem.
You have a crazy person living in your house.
I thought about it the other day, and I was like, yeah, no. If I didn't have kids, maybe, but you can't bring crazy.
I'm sure your wife would be very supportive of you having a MMA fighter that's slightly bananas living in the house
that
with her.
I can't take care of if there's a problem. I have guns, but I gotta sleep.
He's highly skilled, Matt. He might be able to take you if he gets the gumption to do something, he probably has a lot of skill.
I know. I would be in a world of hurt.
Like, what the fuck? I have a caged animal living in my house.
I have to lock him in at night. Like, you could stay here, but you're going to have to sleep in this cage.
Slip him some
I'm
food
sorry.
Under
you're
the door.
You're a cage fighter, so it probably feels a little familiar.
It's all right.
And poke him with a stick. Motherfucker, are you ready enough? Come on. You let him out on your worst enemies.
Yeah. It's too bad. I don't know. What are you going to do?
Just hope for the best, man.
Yeah. He's got to take care of himself. I can't do it for him, so.
Sorry. Nope. Maybe you should drink some Captain. I think he's actually drinking too much. I think he's got a drinking problem.
Well, it's the only problem.
If other people think it's a problem, how does that work? It's not a problem.
It's not a problem. Should we do sponsors before we forget?
Just one last thing, and then we'll get into the sponsors.
Okay.
Gustavsson versus Little Nog. This is announced.
Oh, really?
Yep. What are your feelings on that?
I have no interest in this fight.
Okay. Here's the thing. Little Nog's going to win. You heard it here first.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Because it's one of these fights where they said, if Gustafsson gets past Little Nog and John Jones gets past Teixeira, then you get the rematch that should be happening next.
That makes no goddamn sense. Little Nog is not in line for a title shot.
No, Little Nog's not going to get it if he wins. Only Gustafsson's going to get it.
So why make him fight Little Nog?
Exactly.
That makes sense. Fucking hell. There's nobody else?
No, and now that pretty much sets up Cormier versus Davis. Because the only person that made sense really for Gustafsson would have been fucking...
Phil Davis? Yep. Rematch, right? They fought once?
Who? No, I'm all fucked up. Davis, yes. Davis is going to fight Cormier.
Okay.
Because I thought Cormier would fight Gustafsson. That's where I was going.
Okay. But Phil Davis already fought Gustafsson, right?
Yeah.
They should rematch. Don't think so?
I don't know. I think Gustafsson destroys
Why
him
they
now.
Always have to put black men versus black men? Some racist shit.
I don't know, Ingo.
I'm interested. I am very interested in the Cormier 205 fighter. I would like to see what he looks like at 205.
I'm going to guess Felter.
Probably. So he was at 224.
Yep,
and
he's not that far away. Although he did almost kill himself cutting weight back when he was wrestling.
True.
So here goes another one where are you going to fucking have a hard time cutting that remaining 20?
But did he cut weight for the last fight against... No. So
right, he's too... I mean, he's at a good place where, I mean, you're going to cut, what?
19 pounds?
Yeah, but I mean, he's still a little chubby at 224. Yeah. He wasn't... fucking totally leaned out like...
Mike Dolce said it's no problem.
Of course.
If Dolce says so, I believe him.
Yeah, here's some speed.
We should have Dolce, like, put us on some kind of diet. It'd
be fucking cool. Yeah, it'd be called TRT. Enjoy, boys.
I think I need that. I'm serious. Enjoy. I'm feeling kind of like I have a low T problem. I've looked up the symptoms and
yeah.
I don't know.
I always feel like I have a low T problem.
I feel like I'm sore all the time and I'm getting, like, not motivated for things sometimes and...
Because you're smoking too much weed.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never touched it.
Me neither. Moving right along. We're gonna take a break here.
We are?
Yep. I gotta take a piss already.
Okay.
As I drank a lot of water.
You want me to do sponsors while you take a break? I can't do the GoDaddy one though.
No. Just take a break. Right, we'll be right back.
Sponsors! We're brought to you by GoDaddy.com.
That's right. $1.99.com. $1.99 nuts. 30% off a new order is, what is it? Fucking right there.
Fan damage. 30% off, 30 deal 4.
Thank you. Money.
Also, we have host off 4, $1.99 economy hosting for 1 year free domain. Go to our website, mmaunts.com/deals.
74 codes.
With an S, not Z.
Ready?
Also brought to you by...
Someone just put something up.
Totally.
That wasn't even a close
Let me get that. DefenseSoap.com.
I'm going to need a gaggle of these, so I got to start firing until I can get one right.
All
right. Three-man slingshot.
15% off. Use code MMANUTS.
We should three-man slingshot those at an event.
To where?
Just anywhere.
People. Dude, this is heavy. This will fucking hurt
That's
somebody.
That's not my problem. We'll wrap a t-shirt around the defense.
Okay, good idea. We need a t-shirt cannon is what we need.
Ooh.
But check it out, 15% off, defensesoap.com.
What else?
Be there or be rectangular. Brought to you by Tweaked Audio. I got
nice.
That one.
Thank you. That was a beer
shot. These are like wood. Cool. Natural V3 earbuds.
They're ribbed.
Like for her pleasure.
Ribbed for
Ew.
Your pleasure. That sounds dirty.
That is from Wayne's World.
Use MMA Nuts, 33% off.
That's right.
33% off here.
That's
phones.
A lot.
These are pretty badass. They have a bunch of different.
How low can you go?
Types of things. These are made in the USA.
Just like our t-shirts.
Not. They're made in China.
Well, our t-shirts are actually made yes. in the USA.
Speaking of 100%. Our t-shirts, they are made in the USA.
Yes.
And they're comfortable.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's no bullshit.
We need you to buy some.
Yes.
I've been wearing the shirt all night. And
I've almost sweat through it.
I feel comfy.
Not yet.
It's beautiful.
It's sweat resistant.
It is?
No.
These are noise reducing earbuds made of wood.
Jesus Christ.
But they're based out of Tennessee, but apparently the shit's made in China. So, sorry. Everything's
what?
Made in China. It says in the back. It says made in China all the way at the bottom in fine print.
Ugh. Come on, Tweaked Audio. Everything's made in there.
Yep.
These are gold plated.
We're also brought to you by Buddha Videos.
See? Use that one I can throw.
Use code MMA Nuts for 5% off your order.
The highest discount.
It should be brought to you by, like, you know, I don't know, Adam and Eve. Still after those fuckers.
We actually are sponsored by them, but they don't have any codes for us.
Fuck you and your non-code ass.
We are an affiliate.
That's right. Doesn't mean shit. I want a code.
I want Big Black Cocks. I don't even need codes. I want BBC as a code, Ingo.
Yeah. I'm going to be able to ship Big Black Cock to random people.
Yes. If we have your email and your mail address, you're fucked.
Like Kenny it's coming. Powers, bitch.
That's right. Coming to a town near you.
That's right.
Good thing my mouse is 8 miles away. Hmm.
So we did all the news. Now the question is,
what?
And I know that people are wondering, why are you guys not covering the next UFC, which I believe is a fight for the troops?
Tim Kennedy versus Rafael Natal. Is that not the blockbuster fucking card fight of the year?
No disrespect to the fighters, but the reason we do this show and the reason why we're not ESPN is because we can do whatever the fuck we want to do when it comes to our show.
True.
So,
and I don't get UFC fucking, what is it, Fox Sports 2? So I could, here we go again. We're back to, I got a channel, but I don't have a channel.
I don't have UFC Fox Sports 2. Yeah, so we don't want to cover it because it's not exciting. And we don't find it interesting, and we're going to just not cover it. So if you want to watch it and you want coverage on the pre-fight stuff, go to the random ESPN, who's probably not even covering that. Go to, like, SureDog or something.
Guys.
I don't know. Go to some other website, mixedmartialarts.com.
Yeah, I don't really. I only want to cover shit that's interesting.
Things that interest us.
If I'm not inspired by the fight, I don't want to cover it. I don't want to sell you fucking wolf tickets.
That's right.
To not coin a
But
phrase.
I do want to sell you t-shirts.
Yes,
go to our MMAnuts.com/store or just click on the store icon. I don't know if it's actually /store. Might not.
It's not. It's hosted by a third party.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. So
just click the
just
link.
Click
It'll
the
all work
link.
Out.
Bitches. The first person to buy a shirt will get a big black cock. Maybe.
Maybe.
If you want one.
It depends.
Or a big black vagina. Either one.
Whatever. The hairier, the better.
Do they make those?
Got everything,
Pocket
son.
Vaginas?
Yes. What do they call that? The fleshlight?
I don't know. Okay.
I think you need to drink some more. What are you drinking? 15% alcohol?
I got the Lagunitas 13, Lucky Number 13 Large Red Ale. It's pretty good. This one's only 9%. It's pretty good. A little bitter. A little red ale-ish. A little holiday-ish. It's got a nice little Betty Page type style.
Nice.
Anyways.
All right, you ready for some ass and nuts?
I'm ready.
All right. It's the first one. This is from Jeremy Sellover. He says, and no questions, but just wanted to say I love the show. I was working a long 20-hour day to night shift this past Saturday. It was rough. However, I was watching your show late in the night after things had quieted down in the hospital and absolutely loved the kangaroo boxing play-by-play.
That was awesome.
It had me in tears. Give up the good work, fellas.
Thank
you. And he says, oh, yeah, I think Lyoto looks like a beast at 185. YIBOS.
Yeah, he's an old
or YITBOS.
College friend. That's a fraternity thing. It's called Yit Boss.
Do I have to say Yit Boss or YITBOS?
So his nickname in college was Harley.
Yes.
Love you, Harley. Thanks for watching the show. Yit Boss means you are invited to bang our sheep. Thank you. Not really.
I think,
but that's cool that you're watching, man. I think he lives in Baltimore.
I think you are correct. Yeah. So. And then Ryan Smith, Kat Zagano, hot or not? And I will field this one.
I feel vibrations. Did you hear vibrations?
There's people coming and going as we speak. Kat Zagano, hot. You know why? She has one knee brace. You know what's better than one knee brace? Fucking two knee braces. You know why that's hot? Because it can't get away.
She's hobbled.
I don't know what it is. There's something about a knee brace, and my buddy knows what I'm talking about.
Okay.
It's fucking hot.
Take down.
She's got a nice rack.
She does. Maybe that's why she has knee braces, because that rack is too heavy.
It's a lot of work, let me tell you. And if you got big breasts, don't get them reduced.
No. I know several women that have done that.
And it's blasphemous.
Yeah. But what are you going to do if your back's killing you?
Suck it up. Go in a fucking flotation tank. Get a fucking epidural. Take some drugs.
For your breasts.
Smoke some weed. Don't
My
be a bitch.
My breasts are so huge, I cannot walk.
That is...
Suck it up!
Get a better supporting bra. There's many things to do. Get a man that'll fucking knock those bitches out like a speed bag. Like Nick Diaz working a speed bag for 30 minutes.
Wouldn't they make a bra that has like a counterweight? Wouldn't that work?
Fine, yes. See, now you're using your fucking noodle.
The counterweight. Does anyone ever thought of that?
Done. See, you just coined the counterweight.
Or the counter bra.
Whatever, yes. It'll straighten your spine and your back.
Yeah.
Whatever, your breasts. It'll all work out. Ryan Smith, thoughts on Brad Pickett and Scott Jorgensen dropping to 125? Henry Whitaker, should the need to a downed opponent rule change? I say yes.
I concur.
Yes. Justin, Dr. Bound Carter, are you going to watch Bellator 106 since it's now on free TV and god-awful Rampage and Tito fight is off it? The real main event gets the attention. Just say yes.
Oh, maybe.
He's still not going to watch it. Oh, that's so sure. Does your TiVo at least record Bellator?
Not anymore.
Oh, you're so blasphemous. That one I will still go back at. I'm still into Bellator.
What's
to
the
some
main
extent.
Event?
That those fucking guys. They're gonna fight
those
for the second time.
Guys.
Eddie Alvarez and fucking.
Oh, I forgot Alvarez was on the card.
That other
okay,
guy.
Then I might record it.
Chandler, is that right?
Yeah.
I could
okay,
be wrong.
Maybe I'll record that. Sorry.
Okay. It's only this weekend.
There's only so much time in the day. You know.
So true. What you can do. It's true. Justin Dr. Brown Carter, would it be disrespectful to say Overeem has a bitch chin? Since Miesha Tate can take a better shot than him, and do you think Machida can stop Weidman?
Wow, that's a lot of loaded questions.
Sorry.
Come on, over.
Does he have a bitch chin?
No.
Okay.
How can he have a bitch chin?
Because he gets knocked out.
Yeah, but these are heavyweights.
Habitually, it's
yeah,
true.
It's heavyweights. You can't compare women to
but
men.
Bass Rutten agrees with that. He says he didn't call it a bitch chin, but he says he's got a weak chin.
Yeah, hard to say. I don't know.
And then do you think Machida can stomp Weidman?
Yeah,
you can stop
sure.
him or Steidman?
For sure.
I don't know about that.
No?
Maybe. Andrew, I called you W earlier. Deal with it, bitch. How did you both overcome your sadness that Rampage versus Tito is not happening? Did you find it difficult to pick up the pieces of your shattered lives?
I cried.
BBC.
I cried a lot. But I'm better now.
Yeah,
I'm in a good place.
I usually cry myself to sleep.
Yes. I sucked on my thumb. But I'm in a good place now.
I sucked on my cock. You know why? Because I can.
Because you can. Is that even possible?
No.
I think so.
I guess it is, but it's not going to be good. You shouldn't even try. Even if you could, what are you going to get, the tip? Is that going to be fun?
I don't know.
No. You're just going to, everyone's going to come out. Pretty it's a flexible. Lose-lose. Don't try. Stuart Harrison, does Melvin have the worst luck ever or what?
Seems that way, doesn't it?
Yes. I got to take a sip before this next slurry of questions here. All right. The MMA show. You ready for this speed round? True or false?
Okay.
John Jones moves to heavyweight by the end of 2014.
True.
I'm going to say false. GSP retires as champion.
False.
I agree. False. Kane versus Junior Dos Santos will fight again in the future.
For God's sakes, please no.
I think true. BJ Penn defeats Frankie Edgar at featherweight.
True.
False. Sanchez versus Melendez greater than Jones versus Gustafsson.
False.
I agree. False. Anderson Silva fights the remaining fights in his contract.
False.
He had like 8 million. Anderson Silva regains the middleweight championship.
True.
False. Anderson Silva fights at 205 again.
Ooh. False.
True. I should do wrong. What is that? That was that skit on Saturday Night Live with the old guy, and they sit around and then you ask a question. Wrong. And Dana Carvey played him.
I keep waiting.
The answer is.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I forgot what the name.
I'm waiting for you. Like I keep forgetting to do that. No. Hold up a minute. from Kenny Powers. He's like no.
And he's like getting closer and closer. Paul Harris returns to the UFC in the future.
False.
It's false. Vanderlei confronting Chael was fake.
True.
False. Canadian bacon rules all. Cheers.
False.
No!
I'll take Canadian women for 300, please.
Yeah, the Canadian bacon over regular bacon, I'm going to agree. I think really? Regular bacon is better.
You like a circle versus a strip?
No.
Isn't Canadian bacon a circle?
Yeah, but I'm saying I like regular bacon better than Canadian bacon.
Oh, I thought you're. Whoa, I misunderstood the question.
Yeah, he's just saying in general, Canadian bacon rules all.
No,
that's what I'm saying. I like regular bacon over Canadian bacon.
Okay, sorry.
Canadian bacon's okay on a pizza, but in general,
yeah. Why is there a difference?
What do you mean?
Why does Canada have different bacon? Fuck Canada! What are you guys doing?
Because they're north of the border.
Okay.
They do things a little bit differently.
They do.
And then Chris Fisher will end this out. He just says, purple poontang? Question mark.
Who has purple poontang?
Zombie pussy.
Ooh. If you eat the zombie pussy, do you turn into a zombie?
We mentioned that about 2 years ago.
I think we did.
We did have this discussion.
We never had an answer.
No.
It would be. It
you
might be worth it.
Eat the zombie pussy. No, because the zombie has to bite you. But
what if the pussy bite you?
Right, because it could. You'd never see a zombie pussy. What if they have some kind of thingamabob,
like aliens, like where the mouth comes out of the mouth?
Yeah. What if that does?
It's fucked up.
Things make me go.
Strange question.
So, move right along.
You're done.
What about the knowledge section?
Knowledge.
So
knowledge.
Yeah, I was at this. House in Naperville.
Mm-hmm.
It was fucking Halloween. And these people, I'm going to post a video up and I showed Ingo beforehand. But they went to town on their front yard, and every square inch of their front yard has some sort of Halloween decoration. Their whole house has fucking Halloween decorations. And then from certain times, I think it's from 6 to 9:30 on weeknights, they have it cued, the music and lights and fucking, it's lip syncing the fucking music. And at one point they had Sale, the fucking,
oh yeah,
from AWOL Nation, yeah, doing that song and some other fucking Fall Out Boy and you name it, it's fucking playing. And it's pretty goddamn epic. The challenge is there was 100 people, at least 100 people at the time I got there.
Wow.
And
at a residence.
It's loud music and fucking, Jesus Christ, you got to have some nice neighbors, because if I'm next to you, motherfucker, I'm knocking your shit down.
Oh, yeah, I'll burn your fucking house down.
It ain't going down, man.
Yeah. Well, some people, it's weird. Halloween is one of those holidays where, like, either you're into it or you're not.
Yeah.
And I want to say, like, there was a time where maybe I was somewhat into it, but I would say in general, I'm not really that into it. I don't know about you, but it's kind of like, eh.
I'm into it, but I'm not committed to it like that. There's a different level of
true
commitment.
Yeah.
And this guy is like shipping
stuff. What
does
stuff he do
in
for Christmas and shit?
Like, I mean, probably does the same crazy shit.
Yeah. But you always see that on the news, like the crazy lights with the Christmas.
Yeah, it's kind of like if you want to think about the Griswolds and how they did their house for Christmas, this would be the same for a fucking Halloween. The Griswolds did Halloween.
Yeah.
But it worked on the first time.
Nice.
And then times 10.
That's how this is.
But they need fireworks.
Okay.
And then there's a lot of things where you can walk up and says, try me. You press a button and something happens.
Okay. Fuck, man. Like a big cool black cock comes out.
You should do that.
Hit you in the cross the face.
Oh. And then the Benny Hill music starts playing.
That's awesome.
And you start running.
I like that.
But you
idea
can't go anywhere because you're on a treadmill.
Okay.
And it keeps hitting you over and over. I'm just saying.
It's ridiculous.
It's like a Long John with the fucking stuff in the middle.
Uh-huh.
The cream-filled ones.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's very cool. Creams.
Very creams.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are weird donuts. Don't get them. Like jelly-filled ones.
I hate jelly-filled donuts.
Yeah, those are kind
of
gross.
I like two kinds of donuts, really. What? I like the custard ones.
And so you'd like the Bavarian cream, then.
Well,
it's a chocolate covered
with
the
long,
custard
not
in the
Long John one.
No,
the circle.
That's
I like
the Bavarian cream, son.
I love those.
See?
And then I also like apple fritters. But in general,
apple
I try not
to... What's an apple fritter?
It's apples with cinnamon and
fritter. I feel like we're doing a Pulp Fiction here.
Fritters. What do you mean?
What are they in the... He's like a Royale with cheese.
That's right. And fucking good shit, man. Apple fritters is like the Rolls Royce of donuts. It's the most expensive donut you can buy.
Apple fritters. Really, really tasty. You can get them at the Dunkin' Donuts? Probably
oh,
not.
For certain, but you don't want to eat that.
I was going to say, if it's the Rolls Royce of donuts, you ain't getting the Dunkin' dead. Donuts.
Oh, you can get a Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, you can, but you can't.
It's the most expensive one. But there's variations of it. You know, the apple. I'm a big apple fan.
I heard. You like your wife's apple pie.
Oh, ba-dum-bum-bum. We'll end on that note.
He says it's delicious. I'll take his word for it.
Oh, brother.
And then I'll shut it down.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Eagle Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for
buying. Buy our fucking t-shirts, you bitches.
Double bitches. Buy two.
Buy 12.
Or I'll send that little goat.
Seriously.
Out after you.
I think whoever buys a shirt this week, we have your address. We may randomly send you a big black cock.
We have a prize closet. We couldn't randomly include prizes with certain people's
orders. All kinds of shit. So.
It's all good.